To be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pod Sip and Ponder. Hello, Ponders. Welcome back to another episode of Pause, Sip, and Ponder. My name is Pauline.
My name is Marie Rose.
Yay! Okay! We are excited for this episode. When this comes out, either the next day or within this week, it will be Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to all of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty tradition for me to talk about love within the month of February. I think a lot of conversations can come out of that topic itself, not just in February, but in general. We're all about love here and empathy and bringing people together. But it's going to be even more fun because I'll have Mary here accompanying me on this conversation. I think it'll give us way more perspective. I'll get to learn more about her love life and her relationship with love, and just her experience. And this is all just coming from our personal experience. We are not relationship coaches not dating coaches, so that's not exactly what you're going to get. But we want to focus not so much on dating, but relationships in general, platonic or not, family relationships, relationships with ourselves. So yeah, but how are you, Mary?
I'm doing good, pretty full.
Yeah,
as always.
Kelsey, our personal chef.
Y'all better get some of these.
You'll probably see the BTS, but she made us hot pot, dude. Like, who has hot pot at their house? That's crazy.
Y'all jealous.
We're kind of experiencing a little itis right now. But even with that, we're still going to have a good episode. But we're going to get right into it. But first, I guess my question is, what are your thoughts on Valentine's and this time of the month? Do you get excited for it? Or, how do you see Valentine's Day?
I think I like to see it as a way to express love, not just to my partner, but also to friends. I love to give special small gifts to show my affection towards the one I love.
And she is doing something right now.
Y'all can't order no more.
Can't order anything. But please let them know what you're going to do.
Yeah, so I started back in COVID, so I started making Valentine's Day cookies. It's been going pretty well, pretty strong, really good feedback from everyone. So it was just small treats that I started out giving to my friends, and then I wanted to open up to other people that also want to give either for themselves or for their friends too.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that's a good segue into what is your love language? I'll say what I think it is, and you can say what you think mine is. And then if you know yours, then you can say. I think yours is definitely gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
And either words of affirmation or physical touch. True. Or quality time.
Girl, just do all of them.
But I think number one, probably gift giving and quality. Probably quality time. But I don't know. What do you think I am?
I think yours is most likely quality time. Maybe words of affirmation. That's one of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of them.
So those two strike me the most with you.
From the last time I took my test, it was words of affirmation and physical touch. Mm. Although I'm not very much of a PDA person. Mm. But I don't know. Yeah. So what are yours, if you know yours, if I guessed wrong?
I think it's right. The gift giving, and then I forgot what the other ones were. Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
Quality time, physical touch, what were the other ones? Kelsey, do you know? Audience member. Physical touch.
And then gift giving.
Acts of service. Oh, acts of service. Yeah, acts of service. So but I feel like we do all of them.
We do all of them a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think the ones that, like, so stand out the most, yeah.
Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, receiving gifts.
Oh, receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts.
Do you, like, enjoy receiving gifts as much as you like giving gifts? Because some people like receiving but don't like giving.
True. I think I love receiving gifts, for but sure. I like to give. I mean, I like to give gifts to the ones that deserve it. Mm. So there's that. So it's like hand in hand.
Yeah, dude. When like Mary, like when it's Christmas time or whatever, my birthday, like I save a lot of your notes Aww. And your packaging because it's just so like, I can't do, I don't have a gift in that. That's
so funny. She's not the only one that does that too. So I'm like,
oh, I'd what? Rather tell you like a long letter of what I would say rather than write it out. So, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of these love languages. Obviously, it's not wrong to have one more than the other. I think it's just important to know so you can be able to communicate with people better, you know what they enjoy, right? If they like words of affirmation, then you can, on your part, you know, give them words of affirmation and then they can learn yours, vice versa. It also helps with like resolving conflict. I think sometimes, like, in relationships, like, you're like, why are you like this? But it's, like, sometimes we don't take time to, like, learn about the person and how they react to certain things. So, but, yeah, we've gathered some questions to ask each other. But did you have anything prior to that?
Oh, like, anything else?
Or fun casual questions. Yeah, because I know people love the topic of love.
Well, it's not just about love. Hey, yo, cut it. Anyway, I mean, one fun thing I did want to ask, like, you know, during the Valentine's season, there's all these, like, sweets. So, like, is there, like, one, like, candy that you like to grab for yourself Ooh. Or for others, like, during the Valentine's Day season?
For sure. They're, especially in high school, I was obsessed with Ferrero Rochers. Oh, like, usually every birthday or celebrate or, like, Christmas, people just already knew. I mean, that's something, like, some people can afford. Like, Ferrero Rochers are not that expensive, but they're expensive to, like...
It's exclusive.
To, like, high schoolers. You know what I mean? That's, like, the fancy chocolate to give someone, and they come in, like, you know, those cool packagings. And I used to save, like, the boxes for some reason. And yeah, but yeah, I could eat like a bunch in one sitting. Yeah, what about you?
I think I was literally thinking about mine. I mean, I think I would grab like Kit Kats or like those like breakable kind of candies because they're like small and then they're pretty easy to either hand out or like eat in one sitting. So there's that.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think Valentine's is overrated or do you think it's important or you love Valentine's Day?
I mean, I think it's a little overrated at some point. I mean, I only say that now because like I've like grown so much to like stretch out the definition of love throughout the years. So now it's like, it's a fun it's like a fun holiday. But I'm sure, like, everyone is able to celebrate it if you don't have, like, someone special. Because you can definitely do it with, like, friends, families, your dog.
For sure. I think it's just when we're, like, growing up, like, I mean, we see, like, TV or we see, like, music videos, like, Taylor Swift. Like, like, you just compare your life to that and then you just really think that, oh, do I need to have a boyfriend right it's now?
Love stores.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I like how you said that your idea of love stretched over time. So I guess we could start with that. What is love to you and how has that transformed over time?
I think, man. Wait, what do you think? I want to hear what you say first.
Ooh.
So I have something to think about.
Oh my gosh. It's such a big question because like, there's so many different areas of love. Like, it's not just romantic, right? So, but I think when I was younger, it was only really romantic. Like, that's all I really, like, saw and, like, wanted to have. And so I always had, like, some boyfriend.
Okay, boyfriend.
so ugly. But like, I think I was just drawn to the idea of having somebody. So I kind of grew up on that idea. But then over time, as I got older and like relationships weren't really working out, I'm like, okay, well, what I'm seeing like on TV or in these music videos is not really what it seems. And it seems like it's way more complicated than what they say it is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and then it went into like a force of realizing that I also need to have love for myself. So then, yeah, relationships, my view on relationships changed too. Like I wasn't like, I'll just give an example. Like I was in a relationship and but I was not happy, but like all the other factors of it, like society would tell you, oh, like you're in a great relationship. Mm. But like, I didn't feel that though. You know what I mean? So I was like, am I missing something? And so I didn't learn till after that relationship that I didn't love myself enough to know what real love is, mm. if that makes sense. Like, yeah. It just didn't, like it was more of like wanting him to feel loved, but I didn't love myself because I settled in that relationship, if that makes sense. Mm. So I feel like in order to love, like you need to know what love is for yourself and how to love yourself in order to give that to other people.
Yeah.
But I guess if we were to talk about like the definition of love, I think it's like acts of service and expressing how grateful we are for that person. I believe that true love is unconditional. I believe true love is, yeah, it's also a commitment. It's also complicated. It's also so many things. Like, I can go on and on, but, yeah, I guess to sum it up, it's definitely more complicated than I thought it was before, but also a beautiful thing. It can be a beautiful thing as well.
No, I agree. I think we're very caught up with the idea of like what love is supposed to be or should be from like all those things that we've learned either through the TV or family or what our friends are doing. So it's hard to see it in more of a broader way, like definitely like when we're younger. Mm-hmm. I think with the way that I think of what love is, it's similar. It's like similar to what you had when we were both younger. But it's like, I think, bro. I don't even want to think about like,
you don't have to go into detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, I mean, I'll just start like when I was younger, there was always like a preference, like, oh, I want to date this ethnicity because this ethnicity is ABC. Standards were like skyrocketing out the ceiling.
Yeah, we're like, so specific.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, they gotta sing, they have to play guitar, oh, he has to have nice hair and have good abs. But then now when I look back at it, I'm like, those are not factors that we should not be thinking about, because it's like it's like not realistic, but it can be, but it's a very small percentage of thinking that way. So I mean, when I was in previous, like, relationships, I mean, besides the one that I'm in now, it's more of, like, having them do things for me and I do things back for them, but realizing it's kind of, like, I'm expecting so much as if it's, like, business between two people. So once I thought of it in that sort of way as love, I thought to myself, like, I shouldn't be, like, expecting too much, because I know that whoever will love me next will, like, love me for who I am. I don't have to think too much about, like, or to be too embarrassed of, like, what I'm really passionate about, or to be, so like, nice. Self-conscious. Because I know, like, my whoever partner will support me because they love me for, like, who I am and what I do.
For sure.
So it's, like, definitely growing and being accepted to whoever, like, I want to share my feelings and what I'm passionate about, and, like, growing support for those who will support me back. So it's, like, that kind of love.
I love that. That's absolutely true. And I'm, like, I agree with that, too. And I'm grateful that I've learn that that is possible and that is a thing. Like, I agree with how our standards were so, like, specific before. Mm. But then you learn over time that, like, yes, it's unrealistic. But also, you learn that they're not necessarily things that you need. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's things that you wanted, but those are not essential things that you need in your specific life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because everyone works differently. Everyone has different backgrounds, you know? And you'll be surprised, like, if you try to check off all of these boxes, like, there will always be that one thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's very unlikely that you'll find someone who's perfect. But that's a good question I have. Do you believe in, like, the one, or having, I don't know if what I want to ask first of, like, is love at first sight real, or, like, is it, you know what I mean?
Sound like a movie. I don't know.
Do you think that's true or realistic?
I'm not. Okay, train.
Love train. Like, the love train's coming.
Say, at this point, it's like, nah. But I think, because, like, the perception of love really, like,
Slay train.
But, like, the perception of love that we've seen, like, all these years is, like, I don't know. Like, the way that the TV and, like, our society, like, sees love and thinking that love is first sight is, like, something possible. But it's, like, I don't really believe it as much, because you don't really know the person. You're only falling in love with them by the way that they look, or, like, what they're doing at, like, a certain point. Because you can't really tell, like, what their morals or values is, like, from how they look.
Very true.
So it's kind of hard to say that it's kind of true, but it works out for people, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, playing with the ball if it goes in the hole or not.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I don't know.
Is Mark your soulmate?
No comment. I mean, soulmates, I never really understood the definition of a soulmate.
That's fair.
Like, yeah, I've only heard it in, like, love terms. So it's like, oh my god, he's, like, my soulmate.
No, I agree, but because, like, I have, like, friends, like, platonic relationships where I see them as soulmates. Like, it's not, it could be another boy, but not Gil. It could be a girl, and I feel like they're
breaking
my soulmate.
News,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. It was a question that I had, because I feel like that gets thrown around during this time too. Like,
yeah.
Soulmate.
Oh my god. Because when I think of soulmate, I don't know. It's not Muck. Sorry, babe. He's literally gonna ask me, who's your soulmate? I'm like, not you.
Right.
But I mean, there are like some others that have like similar things, like hobbies and like the things that I enjoy to me. So I like to think of them as like a soulmate. Even though like me and Muck have like our differences and like we understand each other, there's still like others that I kind of resonate a little bit more, but not in like a partner relationship kind of way, more of like, well, you say like platonically, because like I do like enjoy their company and like what we do together.
For sure. Yeah. And I think also when you grow up, like, you learn that there are other people that doesn't have to be a romantic relationship that can help fill your life with love. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Obviously, like, you and like all the people that we allow into our lives, like, it's just, you know.
Yes.
What was that? Sorry, I don't know. I look like a claw.
Yo, you said. Am I doing it right? Sorry. Anyway.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just we learn. But you won't know until you experience life and, like, go out into the world and meet new people. Like, you won't know that that type of love also exists. You know, that it doesn't have to always be romantic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But another question I have is,
oh my god,
how is the relationship with yourself, and how has that been over time? Because I feel like it stems and the root of it all is the relationship to ourselves when it comes to love and sharing love. So how is your relationship with yourself, or how has it been?
I think, well, lately Well, I mean, we grow. Yeah. Mm. So it's been really good. I mean, when I was younger, it was like, there's like certain standards that we had to fulfill, and we had to do ABC to do get this and things like that. So I would say my relationship with myself when I was younger was not as great because of like all the things that were like going on, and I want to be popular, I want to do this and this. But now it's like college till now is like I feel more like self-love because I've accepted like the way that I look and like the things that I do because I find people that accept me for like how I look and like finding people like to create content and do things that I like to do. Mm-hmm. So I feel I'm more graceful to myself nowadays because I don't have to worry too much about like what my hair looks or like if I've gained a little bit of weight. It's mm-hmm. okay because like I can definitely work on it and not feel so self-conscious of talking about my weight or like how I would look to for others. Sure.
Yeah, so it seems as if that before how you thought you would receive love from others was you had to like change something externally. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. As to now, it's like you're barely really caring about how you look and trying to be as authentic as you can. And it seems like people gravitate towards you easily. I mean, that happens. Like, definitely. Like, we'll just run into people like, wow, like, why didn't I know you sooner? Like,
exactly.
You don't care what I look like or how many followers I have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wish our younger selves knew that, too. I went through the same thing where I constantly cared about, like, how I looked and how I think we like really try our best to like blend in and not get embarrassed or be exposed, or like you just wanted to blend in as close to everyone as possible. Mm-hmm. But that was like a whole hassle in itself. Like I just remember like looking in the mirror and like really trying to like change my hair, like change my eyes, like wear stupid amounts of like eyeliner, like makeup every day to school, like I was going somewhere. Like,
but she be getting everybody there. She be getting everybody
buying Jordans that I had no business or money getting. But
yo, how'd she get that money? We didn't have a job back then.
I really don't know, bro. And I really cared about so much external things, and then it just eventually got tiring and unrealistic. But then I found people who really just didn't care. So, yeah, I guess my relationship with myself now, way better, for sure. I think when you get older, you develop more of a self-love for yourself, but then you know and are aware so much mm-hmm. of the things that did hinder you from loving yourself before, that's now your, like, day-to-day in your daily life, like, trying to battle all of these things that are trying to discourage you, trying to like make you feel bad, like that's like life, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really like fighting for being as authentic as you can in a world that's just can be so like fake and like trying to persuade you know what I mean?
It can be vicious. I think we've thought of the world to be a little bit vicious on us because mm-hmm. of the way that we looked. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we didn't have a job. We didn't have this podcast. Mm. We didn't have this creative mind of ours that's blossomed. So now it's like, now it's like if we try to worry about those things now, it's like, why waste time like trying to fit in? Because nowadays it's like, ooh, she's unique. She's cool. She does A, B, and C.
For sure.
That's pretty cool. So now it's like, more, I guess maybe now it's more like accepting. More accepting to be a little bit different, a little bit slang.
I agree because middle school, like, it's just such a small environment, like there's no room to like explore, and like I actually envy those who like really didn't care what other people thought and were just doing their own thing. I'm like, I probably wasted so much time just caring, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's a normal thing we all go through, and that's like self-discovery. But yeah, if we still thought that way till now, because there are people our age that still think that same way.
Yo, high school's over, bro. Woo! We're done. We're graduated. If y'all thinking this way right now, stop. Go get a job. Work on yourself.
Go journal.
Some water.
Journal. Write down your feelings.
With the mindfulness planners. Duh. Pause and ponder.
Put your focus feature on your phone.
Exactly. Turn off the notifications, man. Work on yourself.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. And I hope people do that more. I hope that our generation does that more. I think we're kind of like in the generation that's bringing more awareness to like how people don't really really care. But I don't know how middle school life is now. Like, it's probably the same pressure, but I don't know, they're a little different. I feel like we were a little bit more mean.
They're more open-minded than us when we were younger, because it was like
they're woke like these people are woke. I mean, not like the woke that's like Jaden mature Smith. Woke. They're they know so much information. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just, and they look grown. Like, so grown.
They look so grown. But it's like, I no, you're not grown at all. But like, you look like you're 18.
For
like,
sure.
Sheesh, dude.
Yeah. But anyway, segue. Do you have any questions that you have prepared for us to ponder on in terms of love?
I was going to say, dang it. I mean, we kind of like did one of them was similar to your question, because is one of them was like, has your definition of love changed over the years? Blah. Already did it. I think one of them was like, I mean, we kind of brushed on this too, like, why should we like rely on love, things like that. But it's more, but we kind of already did that. Okay, and I'm just kidding.
That's it. That's all we know about love. All right. That's why we're not love coaches.
Chill.
But why do you think having a relationship with yourself is important?
Okay, no, that was a better way to put it. Dang it. It's okay. Wait, can you say question again? I forgot.
Why do you think having a relationship is important?
I think...
To yourself, sorry.
Oh, whoops.
With yourself,
it's like, yes. Nah. I mean, it's definitely important. Because you are honestly, you're the only, you're honestly, if there's no one else that's going to support you, you're the one that's supposed to be supporting yourself. Mm-hmm. So like making a strong relationship and like knowing, it's like if you talk to yourself in a mirror and you want to like set your boundaries for yourself, mm-hmm. and like making it aware, known, like in the world, like speaking to yourself, like, I want to do this, this, and this as a goal for myself. Absolutely. And creating it, like, just hearing it or, like, seeing it or writing it. Yes. Like, having your brain know that you're aware of, like, things that you want to do for yourself.
For sure. Yeah. And then for those who are like, like, what's a relationship to yourself? Because I know we have some younger listeners, mm-hmm. too. So I guess we could talk about, like, what that looks like and how we kind of developed that, you know, in detail.
Yeah.
So relationships itself is very important. How I personally developed that was also through journaling, honestly. I was saying that you're more than welcome to hop into a relationship, because we have without developing a relationship with yourself yet. Like, it's definitely possible you have that option, but don't be surprised if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you tried.
If it didn't pan out the way you expected, if you're crying every day, if you're fighting with this person every day. Because when you have a good sense of self, you'll at least, like, problems are inevitable, and this is romantic or non-romantic, but you are more aware of your emotions and your reactions and your needs and your wants when you have a relationship with yourself. Because, you know, I've known so many people who, like, come to me about relationship problems, yet they're still running into them because they haven't, like, taken the time to question themselves and what they actually want in a relationship and what they actually need in a relationship. They're just kind of just rolling with the punches and just getting hit as it comes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important to really ask yourself, like, what do you even like? Like, what do you even enjoy? Like, probably there's a lot of relationships where you're doing stuff that you don't even enjoy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then that's where the relationship with self is so important, because we could just walk into love blindly.
Exactly.
I guess,
I agree. I think
love's blind.
Yeah. Love is the show? The show? Love is blind? Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, it's like, frick. I mean, like, setting your position of how you want to be loved, knowing how you feel in a certain way, at a certain time with a significant other, you'll know how to deal or be ready for those situations, because you know what you want in that moment. You know what values and what things that you rely on the most, because you know yourself at the end of the day. So it's like, there's no other person that knows you best than yourself, especially when you're loving yourself. So you know, like, when, I guess, I don't know, when to stop, when to, like, realize, like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore because blah, 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 blah.
For sure. So. Yeah. And Kelsey, like, I just noticed where she told me that her bio is a quote from me. Which says,
really?
Well, I'm not the originator of this quote. I don't know exactly where it came from, but I've been saying it and I've been using it for like years now, where it's, don't focus on finding the one, but focus on being the one. And so I think that's also another way of saying that loving yourself is very important first. And also, you know, that can manifest into showing, like, how you are working on yourself and working towards goals that you enjoy. Like some people are just so eager to find the one or to be in a relationship or to have someone to hold, yet they don't have anything to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then they're like,
it's like, okay, what now? Like, yeah. What are you doing now? Like, girl, sometimes I think maybe people search a little too hard. Mm-hmm. And then once they get it, maybe their expectations are too high because they've been searching for so long, finding that someone that fits what they want and what they need. Mm-hmm. It's like a kind of a letdown from what they were kind of expecting. So.
For sure. And like, what, I mean, now I understand, like, when parents and like older people would tell us that, like, don't date till, like, you're not even in high school, but like in college, right? Yeah. But it's like so true to some extent, because we don't know what we want yet.
True.
We don't have jobs at that time.
No, we were 16, about it, like sophomore, junior.
Yeah,
playing volleyball,
thinking we knew what to do and like how to handle a relationship, and like it's all fun and games, right? It's like it's totally normal to want to be in a relationship at that time. But it's true, like, realistically, what are you able to offer to this person? And not in like a business exchanged way, but like, you want to give your best self to somebody, right? And like, our best at the time was going to the mall and like holding hands.
Oh, Lord.
And you're just sitting there and you're not even saying anything.
Oh my gosh, we're at the mall.
We're holding hands, going in the stores, even buying anything because we don't have money. We're just window shopping.
Maybe getting boba.
That's
the money that our parents gave.
Yeah.
That's it. That's literally it.
But when you get older, you just realize it's just so much more than that. Not just material, but like, you're giving a part of you, like, emotionally and physically and mentally, like, you're giving that part of you, and you're so vulnerable too. So that's like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I mean, it's good that it's a lot,
because
we've grown and like learned so much from either partners now, partners from before, or any interactions that we've had from other people. Like, we've learn to structure the way that we want to be loved or show certain kind of love, either to ourselves or our partners.
Yeah. And it's not to, like, when I say it's a lot, it's not to scare you, but it is just a disclaimer of what love is like. Disclaimer. Yeah, just like a caution, I guess, because some people will dive into relationships so quickly, like I did when I was younger, but not realize that it's way more than just getting someone flowers or chocolate or holding the door. Like, it's so much more than that. But it's also a really fun thing. So, yes.
Yeah, I think, man, I feel like we should have, as like younger, like when we were younger, I feel like we should have focused on like giving love to like our friends and family than like finding like the one. It's like, now we're with these bums. We love these bums. And we're like,
okay, can you leave now? That's so true, though. But, you know, I agree. I saw a post similar to that where it was like, can y'all stop being bitter on Valentine's Day because you don't have someone? Like, you can also show love to your family and to your friends and to your coworkers. Like, there's just so many other ways to show love as well. But again, you know, that's just how society romanticizes the whole idea.
I mean, the generation now... I like to think that the generation now, like the younger generation, they don't like to think love as like relationships and things like that, because they've expressed like the certain ways that they can show love on Valentine's Day, so it's not so focused towards like relationships with certain people or things like that.
That's very true. Do you have anything to add? Any,
let's talk about our
boyfriend.
So
why are you with Mac?
I was forced into a relationship. I'm kidding, no,
please help,
lol. we could talk about it, like how we got like together, because it's like not like that artificial like stand-up kind of love. It's
for
like,
sure,
it's like
now natural. We're dating losers. Yeah,
we're dating these big bums. I'm kidding.
No, I'm down
if you want to. That would be like, oh my god, how'd you meet?
Dun, 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 dun. Sure, my mom, I'm up first, my mom to see this, so
she, hey, yo, Tita Press, you better listen up.
She's like, come over here,
listen up quick, girl.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you want to go first?
Oh, I thought you were gonna go.
You offered. No.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so now we're going to.
If you don't want to listen to this part,
talk about
what?
Talk about how we met our current as in there, it's not gonna last.
No,
like our current one.
Current.
Our current relationship. How we met our specific someone person. I don't know what you call them, but.
He's my boyfriend, I guess. Nah, he be showing up to my house and ask for food.
No, dude, I'm so happy for you.
Really?
Honestly. Aww, yeah, all jokes aside, I'm so happy.
Yeah, for off you. The record, everyone is very happy for me.
No, for sure.
So it's like.
And I've seen, I mean, I grew up with Mary, and I've seen all these relationships, and this is the one that made sense.
Yeah, I guess. Because it's like, everyone's like, finally, they're finally together. We were waiting for this.
He's the nice guy, for sure.
Nice guy.
Nice guys finish last.
Finish last, yeah. That's what's up. But, you know, me and Muck have been, well, Mark, his name is Mark, but his nickname is Muck Muck. We have known each other since high school, and then he was friends with one of my cousins that went to Wheaton. So I kind of knew who he was. We were both in basketball class when I was a freshman. He was a sophomore. Nah, what? Man just had long socks and a bald head, okay? So I had no attention to him. I just knew that he was, like, my cousin's friend, right?
Mm.
So I think, like, as the years went by, like, he was, like, you know, he was really funny. He's, like, super sweet. And then I think when I was graduating... high school, people were asking like if we were together already. I'm like, no, ew. Muck, that's no, I would never date him. He's like my
he's like
brother.
A bro.
Yeah, I threw the brother card like it was for nothing.
Sure. Yeah,
like I was literally
setting, but you honestly felt that way, right?
Yeah, I was like literally setting a boundary, like nope, bro. Yeah. I can't. I did not want to like step over the line at the time, because I think I had different standards for like who I want like to be my partner at the time. But then me and Muck, we started hanging out more. Like we've spent so much time. Like at some point every Sunday was like me and him time. because it was fun. We loved each other's company, and every time I was with him, I would always smile, and like he would make me laugh. Certain times he would like drive.
He would even be around when you were with your last relationship. He was even around when you were in your other relationship.
Oh, too. Yeah. Like, I told him everything. He's my best friend.
Yeah.
So he knew, like, all of the crying and, like, all of, like, the heartfelt things that I went through, like, through all my vulnerable times. So he knows, like, everything and everything that I've been through. So I think when he confessed to me the first time, I said no.
Were you not in a relationship?
I wasn't in a relationship at the time. I said no. So he was like, okay.
Oh.
Like, I honestly don't remember what he said. But I was just like, no. You're like a brother to me, Muck. Oh, Lord and Savior. So, I mean, that went by. And then, like, I had a relationship. I mean, it wasn't really.
Oh, so he confessed. And then you got into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then, like, I got into that relationship. He wasn't that great. And, like, he hated how, like, he was treating me. Like, and I've been wanting to, like, break up with that guy for a while. And then, like, I had the courage to do it after, like, something he did, like, really bad to, like, me and my friends that one, like, few years ago. Mm-hmm. So then... I think the weekend that I broke up with him, like, he took care of me, like, he took me out to eat and, like, make me take my mind off, like, all of the stress that was happening that weekend. And then usually we would do these drives, like, these back road drives for fun, because man's had a really fast car. So it was just, like, for fun, like, something, like, he loves to do because he loves cars. And I think... on the way back home, I think he was just taking me home, and then we were at a stoplight, and I was like, Muck, why do you treat me so well? And then he says, because you deserve it. So I'm like, man, god damn it, Muck Anthony. So
it's not his full name.
I love his full name. That's why I love to say it. So then, like, I kind of confessed that I did, like, develop these feelings because he's...
Oh, you realized
it. Yeah, I realized.
Yeah.
Like, wow, he's, like, really good to me. And, like, I don't want anyone...
He's been good.
Yeah, he's been good to me. And I'm like, I don't want anyone else to feel this because this belongs to me.
Yeah.
So we start dating, blah, 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 like a year and a few months later. I mean, tomorrow's our monthly anniversary, but we're going to be making cookies tomorrow. So,
hey.
Can't order. So, I mean, it feels the same. It really does feel the same.
That's great. Which I think that was one of my fears.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I talked to him on the phone about, like, around that time when you guys were, like, starting to talk, I think.
Yeah.
Where I was like, Muck, don't mess this up. Like, really? However you treated her as a friend, keep it that way. Like, don't. Yeah, I did. Because it's great that you guys started off as a friendship first.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's case to case, but, like, that's so important too, you know, because, like, you ease into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people can mess it up, but, like, you know what I mean?
That's okay. Yeah. That's what, I mean, he told me that you and him had, like, an hour conversation on the phone. I'm like, okay, damn.
That's how much I care. I was like, literally, that's Mary. That's mine.
LOL. But yeah, that's because Muck also feels the same. Like, he likes when relationships start as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then once, like, you feel comfortable, it's like some type of way it can ease into the relationship. So it's better. So you can, like, get to know the person and, like, understand their values as a person and, like, what they're passionate about. So it would definitely be more healthier, like, mind-wise to, like, get to know them as a friend.
Absolutely.
Than, like, hopping into a relationship, like, too fast or something like that.
Yeah, and, like, at the end of the day, too, like, your boyfriend is supposed to feel like your friend. I mean, did you want to share anything more? Did you want to share anything more about your story?
Oh, no. You're good.
Yeah, so I guess I'll share about mine. So I agree.
you want. I'm gonna
No, but I agree, because when you, it's important that your relationship feels like a friendship first. Like, we, Gil and I, definitely don't prioritize boyfriend girlfriend title at all, because that's not sustainable. You know what I mean? What's sustainable is a friendship. You know what I mean? And so, like, I mean, yes, you'll introduce our, you know, our each other to other people that were boyfriend girlfriend, but like, our biggest goal is to treat each other as friends and respect each other as friends as well, you know. But for Gil and I, sort of expose me. So, you know, like you heard in the beginning of this podcast, like, I was boy crazy, had daddy issues and stuff like that, which I later realized. And I was in search for love, you know what I mean? Which I will also get into too. But yeah, so I saw him perform at this event when we were 12, 13. Lord and Savior, yeah. I don't know if you remember that day. But I think it was our very first A-lead holiday event, like holiday party.
What?
Yeah, really? And they did performances. I mean, we did performances after that, too. And then one of the performances was, at the time, Gibby Vargas.
Not his whole name.
Gilbert Vargas.
Not his whole name.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he's like J.R.A. Jeremy Passion.
Oh, boy.
It's giving very much that. And I'm like, wow. Guitar, he's saying. I was like, oh my gosh, perfect. I don't know if that was love at first sight. I don't know. And then I freaking messaged him on Facebook sometime that week. And I was like, you're like really good. What school do you go to? And he was like, Einstein. I was like, oh, I go to Newport.
Oh,
and then like, it kind of ended there. I was like, okay, I should not. I'm like too cringy to do this. And so years passed, totally forgot about him. And then I'm a junior in high school, and there was someone who moved to my school who happened to be mutual friends with him, and they were like messaging or something, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember him. And then he claimed he remembered me, and I was like, yikes, I hope you didn't.
Hey, you're that girl that
and then he mentioned like, hey, ask Pauline if she'd be interested in doing a photo shoot. I'm into photography right now and want to get some practice. And this was right after his car accident, so he was really getting into photography. I was like, yeah, sure. And I had no intention of liking this guy or like even going back in the past. Like, I was just, I really wanted Instagram photos.
Wow. Instagram photos.
That's when like photo shoots were a thing.
Oh no, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel that.
So I was like, okay, why not? And so we met, had our photo shoots, and I don't know if there's sparks or whatever, but I definitely felt it that day. And it seemed like he did too. Like, things just clicked. We just talked for like hours almost every day after that for like at least 4 months. So we developed friendship first, and then we made it official like January 13th 2017. And then the rest is history. We've been together for 6 years now. And to not make it too long, but the best way I can describe this relationship or him to me is that, well, first, I've never had good examples of good relationships in my life. From, you know, like abusive relationships to, there's not many people who get married in my family. Like, it's very like, you know, that. So I never really had good relationships in my life, and he's probably the one and only good relationship I've ever experienced. And that's not just as a boyfriend, but as a man to a woman, a friend, a lot of
things. Yes, I got the end.
A bro.
Oh, shit,
bro. Annoying relationship, but like, yeah, he's the best relationship I've ever experienced in all aspects. So, you're welcome, I guess. For
seeing this. I mean, honestly, I think this relationship is probably like the one that you like laugh the most out of.
Oh, for sure. And I was like, so stiff in all other relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He just definitely like brought my inner child out, which I think is so important too. You know, I think I just treated every past relationship so seriously. Like, I had everything figured out, but I didn't. And best believe, he humbled me. And him being 3 years older than me definitely helped as well. Yeah. Like, people would see that as, like, a little hindrance or a limitation. But I needed someone to humble me and say, like, I've been through this and this is what you're going to learn. You know what I mean? Not like a brother to sister type of way, but like a mentor. And mm-hmm. I was a mentor to him the same way too. Yeah. So we check up on each other, like platonic, romantic, whatever. Like, relationships should be focused on growth. Like, if you don't desire to see your friends grow, like, then what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we can always have these, like, fun hangouts and stuff like that, but I love, at least for me personally, I am attracted to people in general that just like accountability and like to grow together and like to affirm one another with love and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, I love to see the ones that I love,
yeah,
like, grow, mm-hmm. and then I can be like, yeah, that's my friend right there. For that's sure. my friend.
Because some people don't want to see you grow.
Yeah, you can stay a little high school land, you know. We're up in adulthood right now, so
I'm hip. Yeah, but that was fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed hearing our little love story, and best of wishes to all your relationships in your life, Mary.
You too, girl.
Including family. I love her family. I love her mom. She a geek.
Chill. My mom. Yeah. Tita Sita.
Yeah. But all relationships. And I hope that you guys really evaluate, like, the relationships that you have in your life, romantic or not. Especially the one with yourself, too. To take mental note of that. Do you even know what you like? What are the things you enjoy? What are the things that you don't enjoy? What are your triggers? What do you like to do on a day off? Like, just, you need to have a date with yourself. Date with
yourself. Learn a little bit.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. And I went through, like, multiple of those, even in the midst of a romantic relationship with Gil. Because, like, we both respect each other's, like, no, like, you're your own individual. Like, mm-hmm. you know, in order to show up for someone, you need to show up for yourself first. So have a date for yourself. I did that. I went to, like, a coffee shop. No one around me, just music. And I just wrote. Just how I felt. And just, like, wow. You learn a lot about yourself.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good whenever you have time for yourself. And you, like, journal. And it's, like, you're with yourself and, like, encouraging yourself
mm-hmm.
to be better and, like, acknowledge, like, what's going on around you.
For sure.
So.
Well, thank you, guys, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And Kelsey, our audience member in the back. I hope you guys have a wonderful Valentine's Day with your loved ones. Yeah, the world needs more love, and if you can think of any way that you can do that personally, because we all express love in different ways, even in little things, let's not neglect sharing that love with others as well. Do you have anything to say to our audience?
I think
no. Follow us, subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Or Discord.
Discord. It's in the link below.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, to those who have joined and went to our launch event for mm-hmm. Discord. Such a great turnout. And we're still in the works of it and trying to plan out so we can strengthen this community. But please go check that out. You can go to our Instagram bio and you'll see the link that will direct you to our server. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. What else?
Just follow us, guys.
Just follow us on this journey.
Follow us. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, well, we gotta go to the bathroom, apparently.
You can follow us to the bathroom.
Kidding. And we'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to always love.
Always fuck. wait. Don't forget to always love.
To always be curious.
And always ponder. Bye, guys. I'm going to the bathroom now. Good.